The New Yorker has suspended reporter and CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin.
Whipping it. When I woke up yesterday, I didn't want to think about Jeffrey Toobin's junk. He's just an
but
old,
here we are.
Old white dude. I'm thinking, oh man, don't make me think.
But I saw this,
Jeffrey Toobin's junk.
It really didn't surprise me. He seems like the kind of guy that would masturbate during a Zoom meeting.
Did he masturbate?
He sounds like he was going for it.
Yeah, he said it was accidental.
Yeah, he did. He did. What if it was?
How?
I'm not asking. I'm just saying, what if it was?
Accidental masturbation?
No.
Nobody mentioned whacking.
No, they didn't.
He showed his dink on Zoom.
No. Claims he was caught masturbating.
Okay. Oh, I didn't read
during
that.
During a Zoom. Oh, yeah, that's the first sentence.
No, all I saw was that he had exposed himself.
Is it
in the cloud?
No.
Can we see it?
No. So Jeffrey Toobin got busted for masturbating on a Zoom video chat between members of the New Yorker and WNYC radio last week. He said he didn't realize the video was on.
I shook it at her.
He said he made an embarrassingly stupid mistake, believing he was off camera. He apologizes to his wife, family, friends, and coworkers. He said
wife.
He believed he was not visible on Zoom. He thought no one on the Zoom call could see him. He thought he had muted the Zoom video. Two people who were on the call told Vice separately that they saw Toobin actually, taking care of it. He said apparently there was a bit of a break on the call, so at this point they said it seemed like Toobin was on a second video call. Some people thought that he was actually looking at porn, watching a porn video of some sort.
Well,
on the second video call, the sources said that when the groups returned, Toobin lowered the camera. The people on the call said they could see Toobin touching his junk. Toobin then left the call. Moments later, he called back in, seemingly unaware of what his colleagues had just been able to see, and the meeting continued.
Jeff?
Don't you think somebody's calling him off there and said, dude, man, your dink was hanging out?
You were playing with it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the big problem.
Well, if he was playing with it and didn't know it was on, he just got snagged. But if he was playing with it and he wanted people to see it, that's two different things.
I don't think he wanted
to play with it, and he got snagged.
If there's a chance your camera could be on, maybe don't do that.
Yeah. But we're on those calls, and I never put my face up there.
No.
We had a meeting Friday.
Yeah, and we all appreciate that.
None of us put our face up there.
No.
None of them do.
And you can just,
first of all, I'm home and I'm in bed watching those. Every meeting we have is at 10:30. I'm actually at home. I'm usually on the toilet, first of all, when I click on the meeting. So I make sure the screen is off completely.
Right.
And the mute button. So,
yeah.
Because it's like 10, 15, 20 people
mute
in this thing.
Mute the camera, microphone.
But I can see how, accidentally stand up, the phone's right down, you're pulling up your pants.
That's a
out.
Terrible angle.
Right.
You set the phone down on the floor.
Right.
Go to pull your pants up. Oh.
After pooping. Right.
Oh, yeah. When we have those meetings, that is prime masturbation time for this crew.
It sure is. My heart goes out to Toobin.
I'd like to point out.
I think he was masturbating, and I do believe he didn't know anybody was seeing it.
Yeah, I'd like to point out I'm here longer than you guys, so I know.
Yeah. You masturbating there, right? Don't you think he was masturbating and didn't know it was on?
Yes.
Yes. Because
I believe his story.
We don't. So do I. Now he's still taking some time off, and sorry, basically
it's a big sorry. Right. CNN said Jeff Toobin has asked for some time off while he deals with a personal issue, which we have granted.
Yeah,
I don't think he'll be back.
Oh, he will be.
If first of all, I think I don't even know. I don't want to be you only defend him because he's on CNN. That's not what I'm trying to say. I'm saying with Zoom and all these things, crazy the way that people are doing things now. Who knows?
I think he'll become a running joke, though, because it sounds like a verb, like, oh, you're tubing. Like, this will be, if you're caught, it'll be, this guy was caught tubing.
Yeah.
But, on the other hand, there are a bunch of people piling on him just because he is on CNN.
I know, that's what I mean.
If Sean Hannity would have done the same thing, they would have made excuses for him. Oh, Sean's allowed to masturbate.
No, I don't think
he's a good
everybody's allowed to masturbate. I just didn't think he knew he was on camera.
Right. If this had happened to Sean Hannity, I wouldn't be hammering on him either.
I would have said the same thing.
Right. We'd have the same conversation.
Unless you know Toobin personally and know he has a problem with masturbating in front of people, which we've never heard.
Yeah, is he some sort of exhibitionist?
No.
Yeah, don't answer
his FaceTime
calls.
He probably would have gotten snagged before.
Right.
he just wants to wave it out there. I'm sure he's had plenty of opportunities during COVID.
I think somebody shouldn't have knocked on him. Somebody should have said, dude, man, you're on camera. Oh, right. Damn it.
But I always wait till after I hit the leave meeting button.
To tug on it?
Yeah.
That's key.
The leave meeting button is right up there.
And then make sure you close out the whole app.
Yes.
So that it's not like running in the background somehow.
Yeah. Have you run across this in the era of Zoom? Now, I don't have kids to give me any crap, but I've heard any number of parents who are telling their kids something that they don't want to hear, and then their kid will just reach up and make a finger toward them and say, leave meeting. Leave meeting. Just to tell you they don't want to hear what you're saying.
That would be extremely annoying.
Might be followed by a fist.
Get out of my face.
Get out of my face.
He's just like, hey, really, the meeting was pretty exciting.
What happened? Jeffrey Toobin was masturbating. Cool. I wanted to be on that Zoom.
That's the story.
Yeah.
We got our story.
Yep.
Working from home. Wife, like, you don't have anything going on this afternoon? No. Don't look at your phone or watch TV, please.
Yeah. That's the thing. You know, the wife believes that he was caught masturbating, but then he's got to answer to that. I ain't good enough for you? Well, you weren't home, honey. I'm looking at porn. I'm a grown. How old is Jeffrey Toobin? He looks older than what he is, probably.
61.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, he definitely looks a little older than what he is. Well, he's got the gray-haired business look guy looking thing.
Yeah.
Well, he's been on CNN so long, we've seen him age.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But at 61, he still has desires.
Of course he does. He's tugging it.
They had to have another window.
Oh, tugging Toobin. That's what I'd call him. You're right. It's going to be a while until he comes back. They might not fire him, but he's going to give him some time so tugging Toobin doesn't start trending.
You excited about this next project, Jeff?
How excited.
They're going to fill his seat for election night coverage.
Yeah, they might.
Somebody else. Yeah. Nah, you stay home, Jeff. Yeah. You're good.
Well, right here, I'm looking at CNN right now, trending COVID-19 latest, Jeffrey Toobin. Stimulus, Rush Limbaugh, Jeff Bridges, champion. It goes on and on. So Toobin is second behind COVID.
And it takes a lot to break through the news right now.
Right, and that's CNN where he got caught masturbating. Yeah.
On Twitter, hashtag MeToobin is is trending.
I think that's what's going to get him.
I think you got to only like get the hashtag Tugging Toobin there.
I like it.
CNN Me now. Tubin.
But I also have sympathy for the guy. I think that he I think he masturbated. He got the cameras on. Bang. Now I'm Tugging Toobin.
Still, that's
forever.
That's being careless.
But there's so many cautionary tales out there before this.
Right.
So make sure the camera's off.
Like, hey, I love my job.
He might have had a few windows open, too. Obviously, he had some porn open.
Hopefully.
Well, I have a separate device. You know?
He did have a separate device.
Yeah,
he was looking over at another another thing.
Yeah,
I'm familiar with guys who do that during meetings.
Separate device?
They have a meeting going on the phone and something separate going on the computer.
See, even if you got caught masturbating in Zoom with all of us and just the building, they go, oh, whatever.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
Doesn't the
which one of them wasn't?
They're all at home.
Doesn't the meeting audio isn't that kind of a mood killer?
Yeah.
Not the Toobin.
Oh, the meeting audio generally gets
muted too.
Turned down or muted.
See, it is going to put up a job description. Now hiring legal analyst. Do you wear pants?
Jeffrey. Jeffrey.
Oh, no.
Dude, we can see what you're doing.
Dude.
Okay, it got so bad.
Manscaped, dude. Manscaped.
Put that
so
away.
Bad. It's so bad for Toobin that O.J. Simpson is mocking him.
Oh, God.
That's how bad it's got for Toobin.
Sit down, O.J. You got nothing to say here, bro.
Right.
Yeah, he actually said at least Pee Wee Herman was at a theater.
Oh, that's really up. That's up to date, huh?
Exactly.
That OJ's got some good 1987 comedy.
Well, he's still getting caught up from all the time in jail.
Jesus.
Pretty sure he was a free man when Pee Wee was doing that.
Yes, he was.
OJ's piling on.
Yeah. Exactly.
We and the guy, like, he can't go anywhere right now.
No, he can't.
He can leave the house.
No. But once again, one thing he does have going for him is that, so much horrible stuff last 10 hours.
Yeah.
I mean, when the Russians $500 million last 10 hours of the news cycle. tubing, masturbating, bang, off.
I think this might
it happened yesterday.
Me tubing?
Yeah, I like me tubing and tugging tubing.
Yeah, I want to see that hashtag trending by the end of the day.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter what you're doing that you shouldn't be doing during the Zoom meeting. You can't double-check the camera enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently you're really talking about that. you double-check that camera a lot, don't you?
I'm usually here.
Okay.
But there's so many of these stories.
Okay, but to be fair, when I was broadcasting from home,
yes,
we were looking at each other over the video, right, you know, call and audio and whatnot. When we were done, I unplugged camera, and I actually unplugged the mic too.
I would too. Any kind
just
of accident,
for good measure.
Right.
Is that, no.
Yeah.
And it took me probably 30-45 minutes every day to fire up the camera remotely. You made it that difficult.
Exactly.
Just so I could watch you sleep.
Right.
It is so soothing, and I miss it.
Well, I thought it was pretty ingenious, these little webcams that they got us for this. Come with a little, like a lens cover.
Oh, it does.
A little physical lens cover that you can flip over it. So when you're not using it, nobody can see.
You can close the lid. See, but most computer cameras don't have that. They're just the top of the monitor.
Yeah.
I think newer ones are starting to.
And same with your phone camera. There's no lid that you can put over it.
No, I get a electrical tape works, somebody told me.
Leave meeting.
If his face was on that call the whole time, what was he planning on doing, like, when he busted?
Thank you for just saying busted. Make that face. Make the Jeffrey Toobin orgasm face.
Wouldn't that be a giveaway?
Toobin's O-Face.
Yeah, right, Jeff?
Jeffrey Toobin's O-Face, Deadpool name, you know it.
That would be trending right now if that happened.
If he busted,
We'd see all kinds of disturbing images of Jeffrey Toobin in the throes of passion.
Poor bastard. I do feel sorry for the guy.
So busy that he had to get himself to a point where he could just finish up right after the call was done and then move on to the next.
I was going
to
say, not enough hours in the day.
He's multitasking.
Busy man.
Not enough zepto seconds in the day.
Well, obviously he thought the meeting, like a lot of people think meetings are worthless. Whatever. I got to zoom in on this meeting with the New Yorker and blah, blah, blah.
I heard they were like gaming out election scenarios.
Oh, really? Okay.
Where he was like, they had somebody that represented like each campaign and then, you know, the Electoral College. And he was playing like the courts in this situation.
Okay. All right.
Should have worn a robe.
Still see his shoulder moving, though, don't you think?
Yeah. Wasn't a good plan.
I don't know how his wiener was on camera. That's what I don't get.
He turned the camera down accidentally at some point when he stood up or something. He turned it down.
That's when you got to flip the Snapchat filter on and put some doggy ears on your wiener.
Yep.
Little nose.
Yeah, he accidentally turned the camera right to it, apparently.
Like Bush says now. Ain't that
If it was an external camera like this, if you could got up and bumped it or something and all of a sudden, your dink's on camera.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He's going to think about that every day for the rest of his life.
Yes.
Oh, he probably should.
If I would have just left the camera.
The next time you go to a Zoom meeting, he's probably going to double check.
Yeah, it might be a while before he's invited to a Zoom meeting.
You won't hear a lot of people in the mainstream media defend the guy because they're afraid to admit they masturbate. But on a show like this, I'll defend the guy. He messed up. He's a man. He was masturbating. He screwed up.
Yeah, but can you imagine when he gets back to work?
You're not going to hear that on CNN or MSNBC or anything. They're going to say, I do that all the time. They're not going to say any of that.
Imagine when he gets back to work and gets invited to another Zoom meeting and it's starting up. Jeff, got the pants on? Hand check. Put them both on camera here, buddy.
A little HR might check in if he say that to him, though. You know?
Keep your hands on your head.
Maybe everybody else will turn their cameras
on top of your neck.
Your shoulder head. Your shoulder head.
Lace your fingers on top of your head, sir.
Maybe everybody else will turn their cameras down and be masturbating as a show of solidarity. Like, we're with
you,
Jeff.
There you go. I'd like that
idea. I am Spartacus moment.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Stand up for tubing. Let's start that. But just get a chubber and
are you
wrap
tubing
your hand
in there?
Are you tubing in there?
Cameras down. Yeah.
Rosie O'Donnell says she once dated a man for 2 years.
She was straight at one point?
Dated a man for 2 years.
All right.
And he now looks at that as wasted time. He's never going to get back.
She says her straight relationship was with a lovely, lovely, warm man. Sex wasn't the problem, but they lacked an emotional connection, she says.
Hmm. Well, yeah, because she's gay.
Yep.
Yeah. So and, she's the one that got away for that guy?
Carol Baskin also came out and said that she was...
Bi?
Bi.
Because she has a husband.
Yeah. Well, did.
She's still dancing with the stars?
No, she got lopped. Yeah, she was right. The first one lopped off. Okay.
Yeah, because she murdered her husband.
That's not why they lopped her off.
You watch the documentary.
They lopped her off because she was not good at dancing.
Yeah.
No, that'll get you on that show.
And there were some votes involved, too.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm sure much of the audience is convinced that she killed her husband.
Yeah, if you watch the documentary, she killed her husband. Yeah.
If you watch The Tiger King, you come off thinking, I think she killed her husband.
She killed her husband.
Oh, she doesn't look like a killer.
Yeah, she does. She's psycho.
Doesn't it seem like 3 years ago the Tiger King was a thing?
Yes, it does.
That was like earlier this year.
It does. It seems like it was ancient.
Yeah.
That's why Tubin's okay. I believe it. I think he's okay. I mean, it'll come up.
Yeah, it might take a while.
Because he's masturbating, but, you know.
And we're excited to have Jeff Tubin back.
And so is he.
So is he.
It is 2 weeks before the most important election in our life, in anybody's lifetime, for that matter. So maybe it's going to drop off the news cycle.
Do you think he's relieved? Well, in more way than one, that he doesn't have to work. But, you know, it was going to be a stressful couple weeks. Let's take some time off.
I could sleep. Don't waste up all night, right?
Perhaps it was calculated.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe like Naked News needs him for election night or something.
Slowly peels down Tubin's trousers as he's giving you the news.
Special coverage from Jeffrey Tubin.
The camera pans down slowly as he's giving his legal analysis.
He was free all of a sudden, so we got him on tonight.
So where's balls?
The Naked News is all hot chicks. That's all it is. All of a sudden, they go to Tubin. And he's standing there naked.
And people are falling all over themselves to subscribe to Naked News.
Now that Tubin's on. By the way, analyst Jeffrey Tubin.
And this show, by the way, this show is defending him.
He may be saying stop helping.
He's saying stop helping.
Naked News could use him as like a palate cleanser.
For the hot chicks.
He just comes in there after a couple of hot chicks make their presentation.
Now here's some gray balls to tell you about the election.
Tired of all these hot chicks naked?
Here's some gray balls.
Jeffrey?
Here's a Tubin for you.
Once again, stop helping, guys.
I wouldn't have expected Tubin. Well, Paul Begala or somebody?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Oh, Paul Begala, yeah. I can see that.
Carville?
Oh, certainly Carville. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God! You don't want Carville's O face.
No.
He was on Bill Maher one time here a couple of months ago when everything was remote.
Right.
And like
I saw that.
He was sitting out on his patio and his video kept freezing.
Oh, yeah.
And during the show, they've just got him on his little split screen. He just picks up his laptop and he's walking inside, trying to go find a better Wi-Fi
connection,
spot.
Right, right.
Sits it back down. They never cut away.
I still think you seem. And we're going to do this doctor's thing through a Zoom, right?
Yeah.
So let's make sure we don't masturbate.
Well, if you do, get it done beforehand.
Right.
Or wait till after.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, speaking of someone who's going to be in the room at the time, please don't do that.
Well, we could remind each other.
Yeah, or you could masturbate too, puss.
Yeah, good point, Nick.
Did that stick to the tape?
I've got permission now.
Since everybody else
heard
is,
that.
You can too.
Dr. Ian K. Smith came through with his promise, which we thought he was serious. We just thought he'd be turned down by the bosses, his bosses, when he invited us to be guests on his show, The Doctors. And we're going to be hopefully doing that.
I have no idea what point of view we're going to be providing here.
He has to ask the questions.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out tomorrow.
I guess we're not going to bring up Tubin. We might not get
have a,
it'll be pro-masturbation.
Yeah.
Well, we could bring up the activity of Tubin. You know, where you float down a river. Just not that guy. But I don't think he wants to talk about Tubin.
No.
Tubin for Tubin.
A benefit. We'll do that in the spring when the lakes are warm again or the streams are warm in the summer.
A fundraiser for camera lens caps.
Dubin for Dubin. Stop helping, guys.